Today is Tuesday, April 25th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Telephone Day. It is also National Hug a Plumber Day. And I thought we were going to need a plumber, actually, because over the weekend we got into, I have to say this one, it's National Library Workers Day. So happy National Library Workers Day to Mel. I am a librarian. I was taking a shower Saturday. And we have three shower heads in our shower. Okay, look, I don't live in a palatial mansion or anything like that. But one of the reasons we bought this house is because the bathroom and the master bathroom, the shower, we've talked about this, is gigantic. You could fit a team of soccer or football players in this shower. There's a tub in there, there's a bench to sit on, and there are three shower heads. Now, I normally use two shower heads. I know that's not very good for conserving water. I'm so sorry for those of you who do that, but or who are water conservationists. But there's one shower head in the middle that's kind of a wand, but it has like a spray attachment or whatever on it. And I use that to like spray my butthole and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, it's strong, higher pressure. And then I use the other one as just kind of the normal kind of rainfall sort of thing. And so I usually use both of them. And for whatever reason, we have this instant hot water. We don't have a tank, is what I'm saying. And only one of the shower heads would have hot water at one time. Like I turned on both and one of them was cold and one of them was hot. And when I would turn off the other one would be hot. I thought I was going to have to call the plumber, but then later in the day, it just magically started working again. I don't know what was the thing. Anyway, we have a voicemail, and it has been so long. I want to remind you folks, I pay for a phone line. You should call me, 479-221-9393. I'll say it again at the end of the show. But we have a phone call, so let's have a listen to it.
Hi, Adam. Scott, Northern California.
Hey, Scott.
I hate calling podcasts and things. I hate my voice. But the reason I'm calling is breaking news. I was watching or listening to Inside Edition yesterday, some show, I don't know, half an hour, tabloid type show. And as I was washing dishes, there was a story about a man, a family, and the man, I guess he pierced his son's ear, I don't know, about a year ago. And they had four policemen rush to his house, arrest him, put handcuffs on him, because they said he gave his son a piercing without a license. That was all in Tontytown, Arkansas. It was one of your neighbors.
Hmm.
And another question I have is, you spend all this money, and all this driving time to get your hair done.
Yeah.
Why do you always wear a hat? Every picture I see, you're always wearing a hat. Just wondering. And another question is, can you tell us, or tell me, all about the plane crash you had years ago? Always wondered about it. You always mentioned about the plane crash, so about you getting your car. And I never heard the details, so let me know. Bye. Scott out. Woodhaven.
Well, thanks for the call, Scott. And you call Mix Minus as well, I believe. So thanks for calling Geeky Gay. I'm sure you've called before, but you know what? My memory is so bad that first of all, I have not heard that story about the guy in Tontytown. I wonder why. First of all, how did the police find out about this? Did he walk up to a police officer and say, "Oh my God, my dad pierced my ears"? That's ridiculous. And then secondly, yeah, I mean, why would these police officers in Tontytown? They are just looking for ways to give tickets, arrest people, do all this kind of stuff. I mean, I say that, but the last time I got pulled over, which I swear to God, I was not speeding. I have no way of proving that because we don't have a dash cam or anything like that in our car. But I swear I wasn't speeding. He did give me a warning, so I shouldn't be that mad at. I'm just not a big. I don't know. Maybe I have a problem with authority. It could be. So I don't know why they would arrest someone or fine them or whatever for a piercing. That seems like such a. I know people who pierce their baby's ears, like all that kind of stuff. That used to be, people used to just use needles and stuff like that. I can't imagine in Arkansas that being a thing that you would be ticketed, arrested, whatever for. It just doesn't, people are very do-it-yourself around here. That's what I'm going to say. I don't remember all your questions now. One of them was, I'm looking at the, So the first one was about my haircut. Oh, so this has been asked before. I've always worn a hat. Well, first of all, I've always worn a hat ever since I was in junior high, probably, maybe even younger than that. It's a thing. Where I grew up, baseball caps were just a thing. I don't know if they still are. I don't know what the young people do nowadays. And it was always backwards. And this is when I had a full head of hair. Like all my hair was full, but I've never liked my hair. Like I've never, my hair is very thin, like fine. And I have a very high forehead just in general. And I've never been able to find a haircut that I like, you know, that I really like. I don't like the way I currently fix it, but it's just been, you know, high forehead. It won't do the spiky things and all that, that other people's hair will do because it's just, you know, whatever. And so that's not why I wore a hat. I just wore a hat because that was the deal when I was growing up, and it just kind of stuck with me. And it's kind of a fashion thing now. Like, not that baseball cap wearing is necessarily a fashion, but it's kind of my look, right? But there are times when you cannot wear a hat, like at work, at church, at concert, like at symphony concerts, you know. I mean, I suppose you could, but you don't want to. You're dressing up at a 5-star restaurant. So those times I don't wear hats. And, you know, and so for those times, I would like to have a full head of hair. There's only so much they can do because my hair is still my hair. And actually all the hair in the front is all mine. I just kind of have like a monk bald spot, right? Although the front's getting thinner, so eventually the front's going to meet the back and it's going to be completely bald. But right now, all the front is still my own hair. But yeah, the baseball cap is kind of not related because there are still times when I am not going to be wearing a baseball cap and I don't want to have a bald head. Also, I kind of like have a little bit of hair poking out from under the baseball cap. I think that's cute. Anyway, it's not really related in my mind. The other thing is, when it's windy outside, even before I started wearing a hair system, my natural hair is so fine. One little gust of wind and it just messes up any hairstyle I might have had just is completely messed up and looks ridiculous and crazy. So a hat also is more, whatever you want to call it, efficient for times when I'm outside and the wind's blowing. So there you go. Unless I use a lot of hairspray, like a grandma with Aquanet. Even then, it's even worse because sometimes the wind gets it and picks up like the whole thing. It's a thing because I have a high forehead, so it's a thing. The other one was the plane crash. So I've told this story a lot. I feel like you asked this and I thought I had answered it, but I'll try to give the short version of the story. I was in college and I was in a choir and we were going on tour to Germany and we were singing in churches. I went to a Baptist university at the time. I didn't finish at the Baptist university, but I went to a Baptist university and we were going to Germany to sing. And we had first where we were going to go to China, but there was this whole Chinese embassy thing that happened that year. I believe it was 99, but I'm not positive. And so we canceled the trip to China and they changed it to Germany and we were going around to all these churches. And I got this premonition when they changed from China to Germany, I'm like, something bad is going to happen. I was having dreams and all this kind of stuff. I was like, oh my God, I had a premonition that something was going to happen with the plane, a crash or something. And coming back, the last leg coming back, we were going from Dallas to Little Rock, and I thought, well, this is the last plane. If anything's going to happen, it's going to be this one. And there was bad weather, and it was a really bad thunderstorm, lightnings, hail, all this kind of stuff. They start to land. They come over the speaker. They say, we're going to land the other side of the runway because that's where we can see. We have a opening in the clouds. We touch the ground. It's hailing, lightning, all this kind of stuff. The plane does not slow down. I feel the brakes trying to be applied, but the brakes on the wheels. We start hydroplaning. We go off and on the runway. We get to the end of the runway. We're still not stopped. We go down an embankment into a field, and we crash into a light thing. The plane broke up into like three pieces, and I got out the side of the plane through a crack in the side of the plane. So there you go. If you have more questions, call back. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.